Hey, let's welcome in one of the Patriots defensive linemen, because joining us now on the Harbor One hotline is Patriots nose tackle, interior defensive tackle, Devon Godshaw is with us. He is brought to us by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with offices in Denham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. Visit northeastmenshealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Devon, it's Gresh and Fourier here on WEEI. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're hanging in there. Obviously, as you can understand, we're a little betwixt and between with 2-6 team that you guys looked great last week against Buffalo, and then this week kind of not so much. So, you know, how has the roller coaster ride been for you this year on the way to 2-6?
It's tough, you know. I can't sit up here and lie. It's been great. It's been tough. But just kind of taking that weekend, we got approach, you know, come to work each and every week, you know, buying in. Each and every week I look at it like, you know, we got an opportunity to win the ball game. I never look at it going into a game that, you know, that we're going to lose. You know, I always have the mindset that we're going to win. You know, but it's been tough. You know, Fallen's a tough division opponent yesterday in Miami. I feel like we had the game. You know, we let the game slip away from us in all three phases, you know, offense, defense, and special teams, you know. But, you know, that's what this league is all about. I mean, get back on today, you know, make the corrections, and get ready to play a Washington team on Sunday.
Yeah, is it fair to say that you guys, like, every single game needs to be treated like a playoff game in order just to keep yourselves, like, mathematically in the hunt?
I feel like that's every team, though. I feel like I can't just say it's the New England Patriots, because every team is, at the end of the day, you're fighting to go and get to the postseason. You know, you have 17 weeks to prove that. And you're fighting to get to the postseason, so I feel like every team taking that approach that it's a playoff game. But you know, being 2-6, I can see where you're coming from, saying every week is a playoff game. You know, I definitely look at, you know, every week as an opportunity to get better and to put, you know, to put good stuff on the field on Sunday. You know, so that's my approach to it, and I'm sure that's all other guys' approach in the locker room also.
Devon Godshaw, Gresh and Fourier here on Boston and New England Sports Original WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday. We are here at Gillette Stadium. And Devon, I know that defensively it's a little bit of this and it's a little bit of that. How frustrating has it been for you as a veteran who's been around and seen it done right and seen it done wrong, for there still to be the occasional mistake here, mistake there, it's a different position group, and that you guys haven't been able to come together as a full unit of 11 consistently enough? Where is your level of frustration in everybody trying to get it right on your side of the ball?
Well, you know, yesterday, I think when they fumbled the ball on the first play of the opening drive of the third quarter, you know, I looked on the sideline. I told the defense, especially D-line, like, our margin for error is zero. You know, like, we can't make mistakes, because, you know, this is a red-hot offense. You know, our offense is trying to do the best to put it in the end zone. And, you know, we just can't give an offense like Miami, you know, too many chances, because those guys are very explosive. You know, we have a really good defense, but, you know, when you give a team like Miami a bunch of opportunities, chances to pick it off, chances to, you know, get a sack on third and long, and you don't get it, you know, you just give those guys the opportunity to put it in the end zone, because any play, any moment, they can break it and they can, you know, they can score, you know, with all the weapons they have. So, you know, like, the frustration came from that yesterday. But, you know, we stuck together as a team. You know, we finished the game, you know, didn't get the results we wanted, but, you know, we look forward to, you know, getting back today and getting back on Sunday against Washington and trying to improve our record to try to keep this thing alive.
So we're talking to Devon Godshaw. Can you kind of give me the play-by-play of what happened at the end of the game after the Devontae Parker hits the defensive back from Miami? It was like a little like Christian. I saw Christian Barmer over there. You know, trying to get in the middle. What was going on?
Yeah, I just think guys was using a lot of frustration. You know, Miami was frustrated that, you know, Juju hit the safety at the end of the game. And, you know, Devontae Parker, you know, I thought after I looked at it, you know, going home on the plane last night, I thought it should have been flagged, because clearly the guy connected with the helmet on Devontae Parker. But that's one of the things we can't control. The officials in the NFL, you know, have to control that. But I think just more frustration. You know, the Miami was frustrated that Juju, which was a legal hit, I talked to the ref during the, like, during the, after the play, he said they flagged Juju because the like the standover he did over the guy.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even the hit that they flagged Juju on. So I mean, I don't even know why those guys was that frustrated, because Devontae Parker hit looked way worse when you look at it in the slow motion. The guy actually hit him helmet to helmet. So and then he mauled him into the ground, and West helmet hit the ground. You know, so you know we could have easily came off the Patriot bench and, you know, started a whole fight, but we didn't. We handled it like true professionals. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was a lot of frustration. You know, we was losing. Those guys was mad because Juju hit. But, I mean, at the end of the day, at the end of the game, nobody had serious injuries and nobody got in the fight. So it is what it is.
Devon, you've been around the league long enough to know that the trade deadline is not like what it is in other sports. However, there is activity. Your record is what it is. And not so much you individually, but you as a guy who is here and is signed and is one of the leaders on this defense. You know, how do you approach the next 30 hours or so in just terms of the nervousness or not knowing what, you know, but Bill Belichick is capable of anything, as I'm sure you are already aware of. So, you know, how much are heads on a swivel until you get through 4 or 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
I mean, it's a professional business. At the end of the day, this is what you signed up for. I mean, anybody can be traded. So it's not so much being nervous. You know, I go out there every week and try to put my best tape on film. You know, like, because this is a business. You know, like, you know, Bill knows it's a business. Each and everybody who signed up to play or to coach this league is a business. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't control that. You know, you let the people who can control that control it. And you just do your job each and every day by coming to work, you know, showing up and doing the best you can and being the best you can each and every day. So you don't really worry about that. I know I'm not. You know, I'm not worried about trade or anything. You know, whatever happens, you know. So you just come to work each and every day and do your job. That's all that matters.
So we're talking to Devon Godshaw, and I guess, like, you know, on a lighter side, you know, like with so much, you know, bad news and, you know, frustration, like, how does a guy like Devon Godshaw kind of chill out? What does Devon do, like, when he needs to, like, you know, pick his feet up and just kind of relax? Like, what is the off-field activity that you like to partake in?
Just really just chill with the fam. I just had a daughter, so I mean, just kind of getting back from the Miami yesterday. That's the, you know, that really brings me joy. Just, you know, coming back, you know, seeing my fiance face, seeing my daughter face. You know, just kind of brings me joy after a tough loss yesterday. You know, we can make a bunch of excuses and say, look, the ref called this call, he called that call, but at the end of the day, they made the calls. The calls are done. Nothing we can do about it. So we just move on from it. And like I said, we get ready for Washington. But just kind of just kicking back, enjoying myself with the family, just relaxing myself, doing stuff like with the guys off the field, you know, because this league, if you sit around and beat yourself up over every loss, you know, you'll be miserable. You'll be miserable each and every day. So I kind of learned that at an early age, you know, being in this league as a rookie, having some veterans around me. You know, I used to beat myself up, and I still do sometimes to this day, beat myself up over losses, you know, things that I can't control. And, you know, if you do that, in this league, it'll take a toll on you, because this league is up and down. You know, whether you're like Kansas City yesterday, they lost to Denver Broncos, and everybody, you know, been talking bad about Denver for the last couple weeks, and they go out and beat a great Kansas City team, you know, who everybody probably predicted to go to the Super Bowl. They go out and beat them yesterday. This is a day in, day out league. The minute you relax in this league, it's the minute that you can be taken advantage of each and every week. So you have to come in this league each and every week to prove yourself that you are their team. You are consistently. And yesterday we didn't do that, and we got the results that we got yesterday. You know, we lost to Miami by 14 points.
Devon, thank you for the time today. This was great. You're welcome anytime, man.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Was really good stuff. Yeah. Keep plugging away, and hopefully we catch you down the road. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate
there
it.
There we go.